This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To your point about, I mean, this is a classic thing with Alex. Like, we have this game on air tomorrow. Alex was lobbying, from what I understand, last night. Hey, I want to make a trip with the young guys. I want to make a bus trip with the young guys. Talked himself into being the DH for our game on air tomorrow up in Sarasota.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
The legend of St. Bregman grows. That was Buster Olney on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast talking about Alex Bregman, talking himself into the Red Sox lineup today against the Orioles. At, what'd you say, Dan Ball? Ed Smith Stadium or Park or...
Yeah, Ed Smith Stadium.
I think this is my new thing, is questioning the names of these stadiums and trying to learn what they all... So that's clearly not a sponsor.
They're great.
Who's Ed Smith?
Someone important.
He feels like he's probably dead and was important.
I'm glad you picked up on that. Ever since you questioned the first, whatever the healthcare one was, last week, I've started including it on purpose so you can hear it.
I just laugh because, like, JetBlue Park is... We're used to, as modern sports fans, consumers, that it's going to be a company. And JetBlue's a big company. We know what it is. I don't know.
Have
Ed
you been,
Smith
by the
is.
Way? Side note, have you been?
No, I would like to go. I was actually talking.
Tremendous take.
I have a family member that has a house not too far from there. And he was talking about, I was going down there. He's going to take in a couple games. And now I'm thinking about, hey, that sounds like a good idea. You need need any pals to come with you? Yes, it is.
Ed Smith Stadium, built in 1989 to replace Payne Park as a spring training and minor league baseball site. It is named for the Sarasota civic leader who was instrumental in getting the new stadium built.
Oh, good job, Ed. So he might still be alive then. If he got it built in 1989, it's not that far ago.
Ed, if you're out there, call us, 617-779-7937.
Well, we need the Ed Smith, not just any Ed Smith. I'm guessing there's a lot of Ed Smiths out there.
I'll take any Ed Smith. The Ed Smith would be great.
So the Red Sox tie the Orioles because, of course, it's spring training. So 6-6 tie.
The buzz has worn off.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But they scored late. They showed some fight, those Sox. 4 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th. They got their 6 runs late to tie it up. But Alex Bregman, St. Bregman, went 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a walk in his
What a bum.
What is this, his mentoring session? He wanted to ride the bus with the kids. And, like, I wish I had
He's earning every dollar thus far on the $40 million.
Is he, you think? How much? Yeah. Okay, let's go down that road, Fitzgerald. What exactly do you say would be, like, the per diem pay or the contract pay for today? If you were paying him piecemeal, what does he get for riding the bus with the young kids going 0-for-3 in a tie ball game at Ed Smith Park?
Probably just like a 2-for-1 at Pinchers for like shrimp and cocktails afterwards.
Oh, so we still have $40 million he needs to earn somewhere along the way here.
To me, I would bet you this. Have you heard the stories about from the New York Yankees when Garrett, what's his face, starts? Have you heard the
Eric
tale
Cole?
Of like When Garrett Cole starts.
What's his face?
Yeah, sorry. I had an old man moment. These things happen. Yep. You know?
No, whoa. They can't happen. I'm going to give you an... they can't happen to you because they happen to me all the time. So one of us on this show needs to not have these moments. So that's you.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Luckily, but you just did good partner work right there.
That's what I do.
Stumbled. You picked me up. You prevented the show from falling on its face. Good job by you.
I wouldn't say that necessarily, but whatever. We're doing our best here.
We're humans, all right? So, at least last I checked, this isn't AI, is it?
Nope.
No, you're too moody to be AI. It wouldn't have learned this yet. So, when Garrett Cole starts, Andy, you know what he does? When he goes and does minor league rehabs and when they go on the road, he lays out these insane buffets for his teammates. We're not just talking like, you know, like, oh, man, it was twofers at Chili's. So everyone gets, like, the steak and cheese egg rolls and some baby back ribs. Like, we're talking, like, major, significant, like, couple thousand dollar type of meals. I wouldn't be surprised if Bregmania treats the kids, you know, like, all right, everybody,
stops
come on down
to
Sunny Days.
Stops at the drive-thru or something on the way back?
Why not?
It's on me, boys. Just keep it reasonable. Nobody go over $30 in your
all
order.
All the conch fritters and fish tacos you want, right? Grouper sandwiches on old Uncle Alex.
But in all seriousness, like, what do you... So he talks his way into the lineup because he wants to ride the bus with the kids. And it was the kids. I mean, he batted ahead of Meyer, Campbell, Gonzalez, Grissom.
How did Meyer do today, by the way, real quick?
Meyer went 0-3 with 2 strikeouts.
Got him.
Anybody else you want? 1-3
no, actually,
for Campbell.
I say that because MLB.com in their morning newsletter put out a list of all 30 teams, the one young player making the most buzz. And they gave it to Marcelo Meyer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He had that game where he had the home run and the triple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else he's done. Hitter. But he had at least that one game with the home run
Marcelo
and the triple.
Marcelo Meyer.
But I just, like, what exactly is this bus ride like? Like, what does he bestow upon the young players? Is he...
Show
here,
kids. Porn on the way up.
That's what I wonder. No, like, I wonder how this works. And I'm not doubting it because he is clearly a great leader. We had the story from Sean Pendergast about whatever pitcher he talked to on the Astros and then went on like a month and a half heater after talking to Bregman. I'm sure there's value in it. I just wonder what he – because the natural inclination is right, like, I'm not going – no. I make $40 million a year. You think I'm getting on a bus to go over there and play at Ed Smith Park to have a tie against the Orioles on March the 3rd? No, I'll be at the pool. I'll be in the hotel. I'll be at the buffet. I'll be at Twin Peaks. I'll be somewhere other than that. Like, what does he feel the players get out of it? What does he get out of it?
What does he get out of it? Probably. What do you get out of all the times that you've ever coached or, like, instructed the youth or tried to better and improve the minds of the young that would have a positive influence on you, your children, the teams, etc.?
That was probably the best turning of the table you've ever had. Joy. Simple answer, one word. Joy.
Right.
I feel good about it. I enjoy it. There is joy in my world. I've got a little bounce in my... Now... Not sure
He may as well, too. He didn't have anything else left to prove on the baseball field.
He's making $40 money. Million. Dollars.
He's making generational wealth so he can open the Alex Bregman Library, so he can open up, you know, Kegs and Bregs, his new sports bar down in Fort Myers. So he could do a million different things at this point now. But most importantly, he's helping the team. He's building relationships. He's getting them pointed in the right direction. And like you said, the joy of being put in a position where not only is he going to be influential in the field, but he's also going to be a powerful voice like the right-hand man, consigliere, to Alex Cora.
I also feel stronger than ever about my prediction that this guy is going to be a manager sooner rather than later. Soon as, you know, he's done with baseball, he might be a right out of the dugout and back into the dugout manager. Stiz!
It's the same reason why Bill Belichick is now coaching in North Carolina. Love of the game.
Ego?
No. Oh, Dan Ball, how dare you?
Ego and no other opportunities? Spotlight? $10 million?
He could easily sail off into the sunset.
His girlfriend told him to?
No, it's not that big a boat, so.
No, it's a regular boat. The boat he has is not sailing off into the sunset. If it'll be a three-hour tour, and it'll
Andy,
be sinking.
Andy, who had the 500-foot yacht at All-Star Weekend?
Was that the Jags owner?
Might have been Shad Khan. They all do now. A lot of these
sleeps
guys.
12, but it employs 37. That was like...
It also probably has a sister ship that goes with it to keep all those people and the supplies so those don't have to be part of the regular ship.
Had a full-size, had a regulation pickleball court on the damn boat.
But nice. No, I'm not sure that's an apt comparison, Stiz. I actually, I'm really close to being broken by the positivity, if that makes any sense.
No, that is the most. Thank you for being as honest. Like, the candor with which that was spoken was borderline refreshing.
I'm really close to saying St. Bregman legitimately without any sarcasm dripping off of it. Because, I mean, these are the things that you see and you wonder, why does he do it? Why does he want to do it? Whatever. And I do think it might be joy. I do think it might be. Now, I don't buy the Bill Belichick thing is just for joy and none of that. St. Belichick is not even close to existing. St. Bregman is close
to
existing.
That's absolutely not true.
Thanks, Bill. And we'll get into Bill a little bit later, where there's some pushback, apparently, to this idea that he's going to do Hard Knocks at North Carolina. Apparently, some in the NFL, none too happy with that development.
Oh, my. Like, seriously? I get it between, like, honest feelings, the nature of the beast, and, you know, R.E., how you feel and react to certain things. Then there's, quote, playing radio and whatnot. And then there's just people that can never be happy. You own an NFL freaking franchise. Why do you give a flying F what Bill Belichick is doing in college football now? He's not in your league. There wasn't overt collusion to keep him out of the NFL, but he's not there bothering you. He's not there futzing with the rules. He and Jordan are just getting made fun of on SNL and having their fun on Tobacco Road. Really, who freaking cares?
We'll get to that. I said we'd get to it later. That was a long tease
I just
for later.
I just needed to get that. It was a vent. I could also see that you were attending to some radio matters. I call those my Foxborough filibusters when I sort of fill for time. Well, I know you're attending to Host One matters.
So we had another sound bite from Baseball Isn't Boring, which is a great podcast, by the way, for anybody, whether you're a Sox fan,
baseball
fan. Yeah, that's right. You can get it on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the app. It's easy. Use it on your phone. That's how I listened at the gym this morning with my pods in while I was working out.
When you were benching 225 100 times?
Oh, did you want to get into that now? Did you want to get into the 16 reps that I did with no spot on Saturday at the Y over the weekend?
Yeah, but conveniently no video or pics.
Can I go vacuum my car while you guys have this conversation?
I was actually thinking we could have a contest. We make it you three can do 225 and combine your three totals, and I'll do it, and whoever wins gets $100.
Whoever wins, it won't. Spoiler alert, it won't be the audience.
Congratulations to Andy on winning $100.
I would take your money.
No.
Yeah, we'll probably be able to squeeze out two reps between the three of us.
But when I was doing lots of dips this morning at the gym, I was listening to Brad Foe on his Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He had David Ortiz on, and you may not be surprised to hear David Ortiz not as worried as maybe some others are about Rafi Devers and the whole, no, I don't want to move from third base. Here was David Ortiz on Baseball Isn't Boring about Devers.
Devers is a great competitor. The team is trying to bring players in like Bradman to get the things better. And at some point, it's all about bring the ego aside. I'm on his corner of all time, you know what I'm saying? But I want him to also understand that this organization is trying to build up good players around him, that he don't have to take the pressure of all time, that he don't have to do it on his own all time, you know, and it take a minute to get there.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, I don't know what to make of this because, obviously, David Ortiz is sort of a member of management now. Elsewhere in the podcast, he talks about how he was involved in the Juan Soto pursuit. And for periods of time, if he's being honest, actually believed they were going to get Juan Soto. There was times he convinced himself that the Boston Red Sox were going to land Juan Soto this offseason, and obviously that didn't work out. And then they pivoted and got Crochet and Bregman and all this other stuff. But he is of the mindset that Ted has been all along, that this will just work itself out, that there was maybe some communication issues here between the Red Sox and Devers, and things happened so rapidly with Bregman. It came together so quickly, and then he's doing a press conference, and that had this maybe been done a little bit more spread out time-wise, had Bregman signed earlier in the process and not right at the beginning of spring training, that this would have gone fine. But David Ortiz thinks this is all going to play itself out. Do you feel more confident of that now, Fitzy, than maybe that day when we saw Devers just say, no?
10 million and 1%. When David Ortiz talks, people listen. And if he's had any conversations with, and again, Alex Cora said, I don't need David Ortiz to fly in and be my Devers whisperer or give, you know, coddle him and tell him everything's going to be okay, like the Dominican DH connection. No. Would he possibly have had a conversation with him? Could he be privy to some behind-the-scenes intel? Absolutely. It's freaking David Ortiz. But I do feel more confident than before. Plus, also, time heals all wounds. And like many have said, there could have just been a very reactionary, defiant component because he's a proud guy. But now, like, level heads are prevailing. I wonder if we should start taking bets or just, like, putting a line out there. How many games at third do we think Rafael Devers plays this season? Because I don't think he plays zero.
Seven!
That's it?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a lot. I think I would take the under on a...
I was going to set it at 23.5.
Give me the under. Okay. I think he's going to be basically the full-time DH as this plays itself out at some point. I did notice, I was checking in on the updated Red Sox preseason stats. You know who leads the team in RBI?
Who is that?
Saint Bregman, driving in runs, baby.
Quelle surprise.
Chipping away at the value you're getting for that $40 million this season. 617-77, yes, Dan Ball.
Sorry, just to your point real quick before you go to break. So he DH'd today, did Bregman. He played four games before that, hit second in all those games, and played third in all four of those games. Hasn't played a lick of second base as far as I've seen.
Which I watched Bill Belichick for years. When guys were going to move around, they would spend more time at the new position than the old position. Because you presume, you know, riding a bike, you can just fall back on old ways. You know how to play third base. If you're going to play second base, you would take more reps, not less, at second base. And he is not taking reps at second base. So that seems to indicate that he's not going to be the second baseman. He's going to be the third baseman, which would also indicate that Vaughn Grissom or Christian Campbell or one of those guys is going to be the second baseman. 617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls on the Patriots. Taking your calls on the Red Sox. Spring training baseball. Are you feeling better about the team every day? We had a pitching performance, not by Crochet, but by another member of the offseason additions that I think has some people feeling kind of frisky about this Red Sox pitching staff. And are the Red Sox one of the teams that could knock off the Dodgers this season, the unbeatable 800-pound gorilla that is the Dodgers? At least one media outlet thinks so. That's all up next here as we talk Red Sox on WEEI.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.